Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, lithium is one of the reasons that Tesla is coming to Nevada. And we have on the program today, Dennis Bryan. He's one of the heads of Western Lithium. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Howard Rosenberg and Mindy Elliott. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association. Trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association. Mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
We are back here on Nevada Newsmakers, and I'd like to welcome today the Senior Vice President of Development for Western Lithium, Dennis Bryant, also a member of the Nevada Minerals Commission. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul, for having me here.
So. Well, hey, thanks for being here. You know, we've heard a lot of talk about lithium, and we actually have lithium in Nevada. You know, when we talk about mining in Nevada, people think gold, or they go back to the Comstock, they think about silver. But lithium is a very important industrial metal. So what do people use lithium for besides batteries, or is that its main application?
Well, historically, lithium has been used in high-temperature glass and ceramic applications. Lithium grease enabled the U.S. Army back in World War II to have operations in Antarctica, because you got a grease that maintained its consistency at very low temperatures. Lithium has some very unique properties. And, of course, lithium is used in pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, the big growth factor now, though, is batteries.
All right. And I know we can't talk, you know, directly about, you know, what the deposit would mean for Tesla, but just kind of on the scale, we're talking about, you know, 50 gigawatts of power that are going to be stored in these batteries. They say they're going to produce 500,000 batteries, or enough batteries for 500,000 cars. So what kind of amount of lithium would you need to that resource, that raw material, to supply a project of that magnitude?
Well, I think that's like 500,000 cars per year.
Per year.
Batteries per year. Well, it could be anywhere from 50 pounds to 100 pounds. You know, I'm not certain. It depends on the car and the battery. Hybrids would use less lithium. But, you know, if you had to use 100 pounds of lithium, 500,000 batteries, that would be 100 times 500 million? Is that what we're talking about?
Pounds.
Yeah. And that's a lot of lithium.
Sorry to make you do math on the air. So let's talk about your deposit in Nevada. Right now we have a deposit up in Humboldt County.
Humboldt County, about 60 miles northwest of Winnemucca.
Great place. Wife's actually from there. And where is the project right now?
We did a pre-feasibility study a couple of years ago, and we have a proven reserve up there of 27 million tons of ore, grading about 4.4% lithium. And that equates to 500,000 tons of lithium carbonate that we could produce over a 20-year period. We've been there since we started in 2007. We've done all of the drilling. We've got over 200 holes in there to delineate this lithium deposit. It was originally found by Chevron back in the late 70s and early 80s. They did a lot of work on it, and we kind of inherited that work. And at that time, lithium was being considered for use in fusion technology for power. And, well, that didn't go anywhere, so they dropped it. Well, a few years ago, lithium started becoming of interest because of the batteries technology. And so we got involved in we've spent a lot of time up there, and we just need a strategic partner that it'll cost a few million dollars to put something like that in production at a size that our pre-feasibility study evaluated. You know, like we just got to start at $250 million and go up from there maybe.
So let's talk about developing this resource. Would it operate like a gold mine? I mean, is it similar to that? I think people, especially in northern Nevada, have driven by some of the gold mines. They've seen them, with the pits. Is it underground? How do you mine lithium?
Well, this lithium is a unique deposit. It's in clay called hectorite, and it's part of an old volcanic caldera up near the Oregon border. The deposit's about 15 million years old. These are old sediments in a collapsed caldera, and it's a flat deposit. They're clays. It's about 300 feet thick average, and don't have to drill and blast. Just kind of scoop it up. It's a shallow, but it'd be open pit. So in that respect, it's something like the gold mines, but it's going to be a lot easier to mine. Really, when we're up and running in 2018, 2019, if we were to start right now, it would we'd be more of a chemical factory than a mine. I mean, the chemistry of extracting the lithium from the ore, is rather complicated.
So, what kind of jobs are those? Are those mining jobs? Are they more the assayer?
They'd be mining. We probably 150, 200 jobs at build out, and they would be, some of those would be in the mine, but the plant next to the mine there at Thacker Pass is where the deposit is, west of Ore, Nevada. Most of the people would be working at this lithium plant, producing lithium carbonate and maybe lithium hydroxide as well, depending on the client and what they want.
Well, hey, and potentially a big client just to the west of there. All right, we are going to be right back with Dennis Bryant of Western Lithium on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
we perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your site is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with Dennis Bryant, Senior Vice President of Development with Western Lithium, which has a deposit in Hobolt County. Now, how big is this deposit, you know, kind of on a world scale?
Well, based on what Chevron found many years ago, they did a lot of drilling, and they estimated a resource of like 11 million tons of lithium carbonate equivalent, which is, that's a historical estimate. It's not proven. We took a little piece of that, and that's where we get our 500,000 tons of proven reserves. They say there's 11 million tons of lithium carbonate out there, but we got a lot more drilling to do to prove that out. But if that is true, we are the fifth largest lithium deposit in the world.
In the world.
Absolutely. There's a lot of lithium.
So where do you find lithium right now? Where are we getting our lithium from for my, you know, iPhone and iPad batteries?
Most all lithium comes out of South America. There's two deposits in South America, one in Chile, one in Argentina, and three companies mine it. 70% of the world's lithium comes from there. Most of the rest of it comes from Australia. And then it goes to Japan and Korea. That's where the majority of the batteries are manufactured, and some in China as well.
Until now with Tesla, I mean, hey, this factory they're talking about is going to produce more batteries than any other factory in the world. So, I mean, that would be an amazing thing for our state. So how is it traded? You know, we know the price of gold. We know the price of silver. Is it traded per ounce? Is it traded per pounds? And what is the price of lithium?
Well, it's quoted mostly by either pounds or tons, and it's in the $3 a pound range or $6,000 a ton. But those are closely held secrets by the producers, because there's no open market that you can go to for lithium, and there's so few companies producing lithium that you know, it's all in
so
in
it's
contracts.
Nothing traded on a world market like we have with silver or gold.
No.
So let's talk about getting investors, you know, to make this mine up and running here in Nevada. Right now, Nevada is one of the best places to have a mine. And we've seen big companies come here, and, you know, we've mined a lot of gold, we've mined a lot of silver. We've had a stable environment because the state of Nevada was founded by miners. On the ballot this year, we're talking about SJR 15 or Question 2, which could possibly impact that stability. Does that make it harder when you're out there talking about projects like this to get investors to want to invest in Nevada?
Well, what's hard about it is the stability of the unknown. I mean, if SJR 15 passes, the net proceeds of mines tax will come out of the Constitution, and we don't know where it's going to go from there. You know, there was a 5% cap, and it could change. So, yeah, the investors will look at that, because you've got to pay tax on what you mine. And if the tax is unknown at this point, that would enter into, you know, they'd say, well, let's wait and see what the legislature really does before we do anything.
That makes it, that's what makes it difficult.
that throws a little uncertainty into an investment, yeah.
Yeah, and also the uncertainty for all the local governments and, you know, all those other folks who have been dependent on that net proceeds revenue.
Well, yeah, the counties, the rural counties, are going to take a huge hit because that net proceeds of mines tax is split between the state and the counties, and that could go away.
So that could potentially mean we are going to be urban Nevada, urban Washoe, and urban Clark County are going to be subsidizing those rural counties more.
Well, if they choose to.
Yeah, exactly, potentially. Well, yeah, we do have some laws that require them to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, mining in Nevada, you're on the Minerals Commission. Uh-huh. You know, we are a great state for mining. What is something that makes us, besides the stability that we have currently in our Constitution, what else makes Nevada a great place to mine?
Well, for one thing, the geology of Nevada. I mean, this is what they call elephant country when it comes to gold. I mean, Nevada stands out above and beyond as far as gold. We're the fifth largest gold producer in the world, you know, if it was just the state of Nevada. And plus the political climate, people understand mining in this state. They're generally, you know, pro-mining. They understand what miners do, and you know, mining has changed a lot over the years. Very environmentally friendly now. The permits, we have to deal a lot with the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management. The permitting process is sometimes a, you know, kind of a hindrance because it takes so long. Not that you're skirting any environmental or any regulations. It takes so long to get things through that you know, we the more we can speed it up, the better off we would be as far as an investment climate. But you know, compared to California, you know, it's.
Not a lot. There's not a lot to say that California's better. Maybe better weather and a better scenery sometimes. But
correct. Yeah.
Not a great place to have a business.
Well, I don't know about the scenery. I kind of like Nevada. So.
Well, hey, me too, my friend. All right. Hey, Dennis, thank you very much, and appreciate you coming in and educating me and our audience
on
lithium in Nevada. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, together we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question 3.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this UVerse TV deal.
Call to get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, we're taping this on September 18th, which is important to point out, which was last week. And we're joined by Howard Rosenberg, a member of the school board. He's a member of the Board of Trustees for Washoe County, and Mindy Elliott with Capital Partners. So yesterday, the news came out that Pedro Martinez, the superintendent, had turned down the $25,000 settlement. This after him saying he wasn't in this for the money. But it seems maybe that's changed.
It's a little bit difficult to understand, Sam. It's difficult for all of us to understand. But I think it's about time that we went to a public hearing and really had this out. Because I think it's time the people in Reno understood exactly what's going on. We are only concerned with the kids. I don't like the idea of settling for anything. I really don't. But before you even have a settlement hearing, you're going to turn down the settlement? I don't understand how that operates. But I shall be where I'm supposed to be yesterday morning on time, and we will go from there.
And we will catch up with you later in the week. Mindy, it was interesting with Tesla and the great announcement that we had in the last couple of weeks that they are coming. But despite the protestations of people who over the years have said, companies are not going to come to Nevada because of the education system. They're not going to come to Nevada for all kinds of reasons. Your thoughts on this?
Well, first and foremost, when you look at the analysis of it, it is the for the northern Nevada area, it's incredible what they were able to negotiate. And I agree with you. There's been a lot of talk as it relates to the northern Nevada area and some other issues that some legalization of some businesses that we have here. Well, evidently, that's not true. And in fact, if you look at what happened to Boeing, Boeing was actually the largest, if you want to call it a giveaway, or economic impact in Seattle. After Boeing stayed, the ancillary businesses that came to Seattle, look, all I can tell Northern Nevada is hang on, because we are about ready to just change.
And do you think it'll benefit the entire state?
I do. I do think it's going to benefit the entire state. Nevada has gone on the map. And I think for all of us, not only in China, in all the overseas areas at the Governor's Office of Economic Development, EDON, NDA, whatever the organization is that is working on economic development opportunities, the entire state's going to benefit because of what happened on the steps of the governor's at the Capitol.
Howard, you're also a university professor. Address the education side of this.
I'm concerned with the impact that it will have. By the same token, I tend to agree with Mindy. What looks to me at first like, well, they doubled the offer that Tesla wanted, for the love of Pete. Why wouldn't they come? By the same token, if Mindy's right, and I suspect she is, and people that really know this kind of thing, it can be a boon for us. I think the one thing that's important to keep in mind here is our education system works beautifully. There are times when some of us don't behave as well as we would like to behave. But that doesn't affect the principals, the teachers, and the most important part of this, the kids. We give a damn good education, and that will continue. So that whole business of they're not going to come because we have a terrible education system is the worst bunch of garbage I've ever heard in my life. And the person that propounded it should be taken out and talked to.
What do you think about the education initiative, better known as the margins tax?
Sam, I don't understand it. There are those that tell me it's the best thing that could ever happen because education will get all this money, and there are others that say if you look at this carefully, education isn't going to get all this money. I don't know. I don't understand how that kind of thing works. Put me in a classroom with my kids, I'm fine. But you put me into the real world and you expect me to make a decision, okay. I have a better...
But that brings
problem.
Up an interesting situation, Mindy, because already there's been a considerable amount of money spent educating people on both sides of this issue, right. Yet somebody with the intelligence level, which is extremely high, of a Howard Rosenberg, doesn't understand it. Would you briefly explain, if you can?
Well, I'll make it easy for you.
Please.
There is purportedly $800 million that they keep talking about, right?
Yes.
But in the bill, there is no requirement that $800 million, maybe it goes to education, but when it gets to the legislature, it could basically be supplanted. So the $800 million comes in, and basically it's at par. So $800 million comes in, and then they move $800 million somewhere else. So at the end of the day, that's the issue with the fact of the matter is, yes, it might go to education, but at the end of the day, there's no requirement that any additional funds will be contributed to the distributed school account.
Okay, but now the interesting part, and I'm trying to play both sides here,
please,
is that, you know, what the educators say is, or the teachers union says, is that they've tried for years to get money for education and the legislature will never go for it. And so do you see any
I disagree with that statement, wholeheartedly disagree with that statement. If you go back to 2003 and look at the incremental amount that has gone towards this to education in our state, that is just not true. We have increased the budget for education from since I've been in the legislature almost every single session, including the times when we had the when we had the recession. We had the stimulus package that came into this that was almost $973 million, almost $1 billion, and the majority of that went to education. So, you know, I have trouble with that argument, Sam.
Okay, 10 seconds.
I can't say good morning in 10 seconds, and you know it. So when we come back, I'd like to respond.
Okay, later this week, all right?
Oh, okay.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
As a local builder and developer in Nevada for nearly 40 years, De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch are Nevada proud in our dedication to the development and construction of environmentally sustainable and life-enhancing communities and homes.
This devotion is matched only by our commitment to the Nevada Military Support Alliance and Nevada's brave men and women of our armed forces, veterans, and their families.
We are honored to stand with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch, we are Nevada proud.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On the next broadcast, Robin Reedy on the issue of mental health. We'll see you on the next broadcast.